In this bulletin, a teenage COVID-19 patient tells of her near-death experience, concerns about lagging vaccine rates in remote Indigenous communities, and one of the country's cricket bosses quits under pressure from some of the game's most powerful state bodies. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dynett. A Melbourne teenager has described nearly dying from COVID-19 after her family caught the virus from her sister's childcare centre. There have been 13 more fatalities in Victoria, the highest daily toll in the current outbreak. The state has reported another 1,571 new local infections from a record 79,000 test results. Unvaccinated 17-year-old Celia says she was so sick from COVID, she was put on a ventilator in hospital.
My health progressively got worse, and then one night I couldn't stop coughing. I was struggling to breathe. The day before, they said I had pneumonia. I had no idea what that was. I felt so many needles. I couldn't catch my next breath. There was so much commotion around me, and I didn't know what was going on. I was so scared, I was screaming, and I thought I was going to die.
New South Wales has reported another 444 new local cases, an increase on yesterday's number of 360. Four more people with the virus have also died. It comes as the state expects to reach its 80% fully vaccinated target earlier than predicted. Sydney's lockdown ended on Monday, and Premier Dominic Perrottet says any early easing of restrictions will be considered tomorrow.
What we've said is that once we hit the 80% double dose, that we will ease further restrictions in our state. Obviously, we'll be sitting down with the health teams tomorrow. I will look at the data. So will the members of the cabinet. And as we've said, it will be the Monday following where we hit that 80%. That's the commitment we've made. That's the commitment we will sustain.
The ACT has reported 51 new local cases, one of its highest daily infection rates so far. The territory is preparing to lift its lockdown restrictions on Friday. 98.5% of eligible people have now received at least their first dose, and 73.5% are fully immunised. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says Canberra could reach 99% fully vaccinated by the end of November, making it the most vaccinated city in the world. But it's a different story in the Northern Territory, with first dose vaccine rates as low as 10% in some remote Indigenous communities. A report has found vaccine uptake is lagging in 33 of 51 territory communities. Announcing mandatory vaccines for territory public servants, Chief Minister Michael Gunner has urged residents to get the COVID-19 shot before it's too late for them and their families.
Once the Delta strain is in, it is in. You can't get rid of it. And one day, perhaps one day soon, it will be here and it will stay here. We're going to have to live with it. If you don't get vaccinated, there's a much, much higher chance that you will die from it. So make no mistake, staying safe from COVID is in your hands.
A COVID-19 positive man has been found in Hobart's northern suburbs after breaching mandated quarantine in the Tasmanian capital. The New South Welshman arrived in Tasmania via Melbourne on Monday evening, despite having his pass to travel into the state refused. He was placed in hotel quarantine, but his room was found empty the following afternoon during a welfare check. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin says he was immediately returned to quarantine after being located by police.
I do want to say it disappoints me greatly that when the vast majority of Tasmanians do the right thing, day in and day out, people will blatantly ignore the rules and put others at risk. And I'd make the point that we've had some 13,400 people now through our hotel quarantine system, and there have been around three breaches.
The 31-year-old will receive two fines totalling just over $3,000, one for breaching quarantine and another for attempting to enter the state without the necessary approvals. The head of Cricket Australia has bowed to pressure from New South Wales and Queensland, resigning on the eve of the organisation's annual general meeting. Chairman Earl Eddings has been replaced by former Foxtel chief executive Richard Freudenstein, who will fill in as interim chair for the meeting. Cricket Australia says it hopes to appoint a permanent replacement by the end of the year, after what it promises will be a rigorous process involving input from state and territory members. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth mostly sunny and 24 degrees. Adelaide showers and 17. Melbourne showery as well, 18. Hobart rain and 16 degrees. Canberra showers, a possible storm, 18. Wollongong much the same, 22. Sydney similar conditions and 24. Newcastle showers as well and a possible storm, 28. Brisbane showers and a possible storm, 25. Cairns partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin a shower or two and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.